Hi everyone, welcome to Empower. Love is in the hair. Priyanka Burker, the famous hairstylist to the stars and a makeup artist as well, is here with us today. Can't you see the big smile on my face? Can't you hear it in my voice? Super excited to have Priyanka join us today from her busy schedule. So Priyanka is someone who truly believes in this simple mission in life to add a dash of glam in an otherwise glum world. Delighted to have Priyanka, or as I call her very lovingly, Pinka, since I've known her for almost 2 decades now. And super excited to interview her for Empower so that all of you can hear all the fantastic things that she does and her journey so far. Priyanka began her career at 17, having trained under Kanta Motwani, Chroma K Salon's Mumbai owner, and went on to hone her skills at Vidal Sassoon and Kevin Fortune Hairstyling Academy in London, UK. She got her first break in Bollywood in 2009 when she got the opportunity to work with Priyanka Chopra, who's a global megastar now.
Absolutely.
And so are you. Since then, she had the privilege and pleasure of working with some of the most respected and talented names in the Indian film industry, like Alia Bhatt, Janhvi Kapoor, Rashmika Mandanna, Kiara Advani, Madhuri Dixit, Kareena Kapoor, and so many more. And of course, not to forget international stars such as the famous Paris Hilton. Pinka has also contributed her skills in several movies such as Gully Boy, Brahmastra, Razi, Bajirao Mastani, Barfi, Dawn 2, Anjana Anjani, and so on and so forth. I mean, the list goes on and on. When she's not on set, Priyanka helps with the running of her mum's salon, Beyond Beauty, in Mumbai. So without further ado, let's get to know more about the famous Priyanka Burker. Welcome, Priyanka.
Hi, Meenu. Thank you for having me here.
I know it's better to say Pinka and Meenu for us.
Yeah. It's going to be easier. I can't. Both our names are so long.
Yes.
But I'm super excited to be here and doing this podcast with you. This is my first podcast, by the way.
I haven't done
this before.
So such an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
No, of course. Okay, so shall I get right into it?
Yeah.
Because everyone's waiting. So Priyanka, your journey has been such an inspirational one. I mean, she started working as a teenager, honestly. So tell us what made you choose being a hairstylist and eventually a makeup artist as a career option.
So, I mean, I actually got into hair because my mom was in the same business. And yes, initially, I think when I was growing up, I was in that phase of life where I didn't know what I want to do. And hairstyling just came to me. Mom said, try something out. And I was like, oh, okay, let's give it a shot. Did a quick short workshop. And that's when I realized that, okay, this is great. I enjoy it. I think I'm decent at it. And I'm going to give this a shot. So I didn't really actually think too much into it when I was going for it. But once I did that small workshop, I kind of knew that this is what I want to do for sure.
Fabulous.
Makeup obviously has come to me much, much later in life. And, you know, that's just something that I've done to kind of increase my knowledge and understanding working on different things besides hair. So that's how it actually started. Of course, it goes. If I get into the storytelling, it'll be too long. No. So I don't want to bore your listeners. But
No, why not? Yeah. It's so lovely to hear because it's also very inspirational to all the aspiring hairstylists and everybody who are friends, family and followers, because they get to know how much hard work you've put in, how you've started, how sometimes it's just one little course that can set you on a path in life that becomes
your career.
I mean,
you actually don't know where it begins and you don't know like when it's gonna hit you. You know, you might be doing your hair one day and you're like, okay, you like playing with hair. You might be doing your friend's hair and or your friend's makeup and you might be amazing at it. And that's when you realize that, okay, this is what I want to probably do because I know so many people.
Yeah, and I can make a career
people.
Out of it.
Yeah, and so many people who've, like even a lot of people who come and work with me or assist me or in my team, I know people who've been in pharmacy, who've been like doing accounting and then suddenly they're becoming like creative souls. So I feel like creativity just comes in suddenly sometimes. So yeah.
Yeah. So not just in your blood.
Not just in my blood. I think it's okay. Yeah, it's
okay. So tell me, Pinka, do you think India still has a long way to go before kids get to choose their own career paths?
I think maybe actually a couple of years back, I felt that I would agree to that question more. You know, even when I was growing up, a lot of our career choices and we were kind of pushed. A lot of the kids of my age, at least, I know that were pushed by their parents to kind of follow a certain path or, you know, maybe look into a certain career option. But to be very honest, like today, like 20 years later almost, I feel like the kids today actually are much more like, you know, confident. They're on their own. A lot of them start working in their teenage years.
Absolutely.
So I feel like they are more prone to taking their own career decisions and also very, very, you know, vocal about these kind of things.
And I think they're more aware, so they can explain to parents also and convince them that, okay, this is something I've researched, this is something I really want to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, I feel like the awareness obviously has increased so much because of social media and, you know, just world. I mean, life, it keeps changing and keeps evolving and kids kind of have that happening. I feel like it's the parents that we need to now convince, okay, if the kid wants to do something, I feel like the parents need to be more supportive and be like, okay, you know, you want to do this, go do this.
Forget parents, it's friends, it's teammates. Like, I have Siddhi working with me now. She's part of my team and she's like 20 and she's sometimes, I feel like she's more mature than me.
Definitely.
So tell me, how did you build your brand and become the iconic celebrity hairstylist and a makeup artist as well that you are today? What have been the major milestones in your career?
That's like a really intense question because I don't look at myself as a brand. I think the mantra that I've been following and the one thing that I have always tried to do is work really, really hard. I try and keep my work and professional life and my personal life a bit separate. This is for all the people who actually want to get into the industry because it can be super exciting and super tempting and, you know, there are so many things where you can just like get into the flow and kind of get lost. I feel like the one thing you need to remember is just work hard. Your fame, your money, people knowing you, everything just follows. If you don't start with that in your head, like, okay, I want to be famous or I want to have pictures with like celebrities, because that happens. Like,
of
I mean,
you get starstruck or you get carried away.
Yeah, people can get carried away. And I feel like instead of focusing your energies on that, if you focus on like working hard and like keep learning, keep studying, you know, those are the kind of things that I keep doing. I still keep learning and I still keep doing courses to kind of refresh what I know.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel that that's the direction I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, milestones have been there. I've been super fortunate and lucky to have worked with some amazing names in the industry, amazing people. And I've been lucky that they have trusted me with their hair and the way they look. So that has obviously pushed me to do better.
I also feel with your nature that you form deep-rooted relationships and friendships with the people you work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that goes a long way because you become part of their team then.
Yeah.
You know, so I know for a fact that till today, if Priyanka Chopra flies down from the US, she will still call you and say, come do my hair, right?
Yeah.
And so you form such long-lasting relationships besides the fact that you do such great work, hard work, long hours. And that's what I think is bearing fruit now. So it's all about hard work, a little bit of luck, you know,
a little bit of luck.
Personal relationships.
You have to maintain that. You don't need to become extremely chummy with people. But yes, you need to respect them. You need to understand where their mind is, what they're thinking, what they're feeling. And if you do that and you create that balance with the celebrity you work with, the friendships will follow.
Absolutely.
And, you know, your relationships, it's a relationship for a lifetime because you work so closely with them. You know, you're seeing them in their most bare
state
state when you start working. So, you definitely have, like, you, that happens, that relationship building, and then it just leads to, like, magic, you know, you just create magic together.
Nice. So you were talking about your milestones, now I'll let you finish that, please.
I mean, I don't know about milestones, that's what I'm saying, like, I just feel like for me, there's been, I've had opportunities to work with, like, some of the greatest names in the industry in terms of even actors, or whether it's directors or producers.
Any favorites?
there are many favorites.
Yeah.
For different reasons, like, you know, there's Sanjay Leela Bhansali. I mean, a genius to work with. A person who makes your work look so, so amazing. Who understands, you know, how a girl needs to look. How, I mean, that factor, the fact that the director actually cares about that.
Absolutely.
And a man understands that is like, you know, the best thing that can happen to you as a creative person.
Right.
Of course, we've worked with directors who understand nothing about hair and makeup. And you're just like, are yeah, like, why not, you know.
Yeah.
It's been that. I recently worked with Paris Hilton, which was, again, I think, I didn't realize it till I actually worked with her. It was such a big deal to be able to do her hair. She's known to be the trendsetter for so many things, and
absolutely,
she's amazing at it.
Over generations, and, like, I know,
yeah,
for years.
And
even,
I mean,
today people are crazy about her.
Yeah, and she's highly inspiring. Like, you know, being with her for that, the one day that she was in Mumbai, I learned so much from her. So working with her has been amazing. Of course, Priyanka Chopra, the one, the only, my karta dharta, the one who kind of believed in me, who trusted me, who picked me up as like an 18-year-old kid to work with her for the first time. And she's just been supportive through and through. Of course, getting her married, doing her hair for her wedding was an amazing part of my journey. But yeah, I mean, there have been so many. I mean, Alia, I don't know. It's just, it's difficult to pick and choose.
Yes.
Because luckily enough, I've had those many moments of like, oh my God, this is really happening to me. And, you know.
No, even, and that's why we really wanted you on our podcast, because we wanted to hear all the lovely experiences, the hard work, the stories.
Yeah.
And also to appreciate everything you've done, you know, because sometimes it's all behind the scenes and nobody sees it, but there's so much hard work and there's so much dedication and passion that goes into every little person or every big person who's working, you know, every day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to like, this is for people who feel that certain things will not be achievable for you. Just telling you very quickly, I did not come from a background that ever traveled or, you know, had even anyone in the family who worked with in the industry or, you know, any connection like that. It just happened for me. And today I've been able to travel around the world. My work has taken me so many places, and I feel like never lose hope and always keep dreaming big, you know. So yeah, and it's gonna come to you.
Yeah, and act on it. Don't just dream.
Act on it.
Put in the work.
Dream and put the energy in.
Absolutely. So, Priyanka, what is hairstyling to you? Is it more than just a profession? Was it a hobby that turned into a profession? Of course, you've given us some insight into it already. And do you drive inspiration from anyone or anything in particular?
So, to begin with, I think my inspiration has been my mother. My mother, I've seen her work like crazy from a very, very young age, as far as I can remember. Because I lost my dad when I was really young, and I've seen my mom work from that moment, bring two children up, give them the best education, give them everything that she could. So she is always my...
And so Shanti is an amazing cook too, don't forget.
Yeah, so she's my ultimate, like, icon, you know, to be very honest.
Yeah.
She is my inspiration for everything, and she's shown me working hard can really take you places, and... So she is definitely my inspiration, but of course, there are, I have had so many mentors. There's Kanta, there's Zenobia, who was my teacher. There are so many international hairstylists that I look at and look at their work, and I'm like, man, someday I'm going to be like them, or someday, you know, I would love to work with them. So, of course, inspiration is everywhere you look.
Yes.
You know, so that, I think, keeps coming every day. Every day there's something new.
Well, you've conquered India already, so don't worry. Internationally, I'm sure you'll be working with your mentors and people that inspire you too.
So I mean, inspiration keeps coming.
So no, I was just asking that What is hairstyling to you?
For me, hairstyling started as something that I wanted to try. Once I tried it, it became something that I wanted to live. And for me, like, now it's life, you know. I don't see myself doing anything else. Of course, I've tried doing makeup. I've tried learning makeup. And I like doing makeup, but it's, I've realized that, okay, you know, for me, I think hair is which draws me, you know. Yeah. That is become a part of me. And it was definitely not a hobby. But that does not mean if it's your hobby, you can't make it your profession. Of course, you can make it your profession if you want to make it your profession.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just something that I tried and I fell in love with immediately.
Yeah. And I like what you said earlier when we were chatting, that it, when you tried makeup, it was just another avenue to kind of
to learn something different
and learn. However, you feel that it's best to focus and, you know, become an expert on one thing.
Like that is what I
you
feel.
Can't beat, you know, Pinka's coloring and her blow dry, and we, you know, talk about it for years, you know, all of us who go, you know, used to go and go to her for years, that, you know, oh, you can't beat Pinka's blow dry, oh, you can't beat her color, you know. And it sounds simple, but there's so much that goes into it, so many years of experience, a technique,
yeah,
expertise, you know.
Yeah, no, understanding of everything. I mean, while there might be people who might be amazing at doing both,
yeah,
and I don't say that you one must not do both, but for me, in my journey, I realized, like, initially when I started doing hair, I knew that I wanted to do hair for a long period of time, try and become close to the best, and maybe then look into trying to do something else, because I didn't want to distract myself. I am also that kind of a student, you know, like,
right,
even when I used to study, I was like more focused, like I'll,
yeah,
focus on one thing and then, you know, then,
yeah,
I'll move on to the next thing.
Right.
So that's the way I kind of worked my life. But yeah, I mean, if you can do both, great. If you're lost in doing both, I would say select one thing and you know, kind of specialize in that. And once you feel that, okay, this I have become strong at, you can then move on to something else.
Fantastic. That's really good advice. So now for the fun bits. Your work has been covered in leading publications such as Vogue, Harper's Bazaar and Grazia, among others. You've also worked on bridal looks and red carpet appearances for some of the most vivacious celebrities and personalities on the planet. Can you tell us one of your favorite experiences with them?
Oh, wow. Working on editorials, I mean, like, even first time seeing my work come up on Vogue, again, never imagined all this,
yeah,
you know?
Like,
so, like, every
through.
Time there was something new, I was like, damn, this is really happening to me. And, you know, my work is there. People, so many people can see it. And, you know, it's been amazing. You work with such great teams. There are amazing styling teams, makeup artists. And it's always teamwork. It's never one person's achievement, you know. It is a team achievement. And it's been amazing. Like, and you want to keep doing more. Achieving more and trying to work with, like, every possible category of magazines and everything. Of course, weddings is something that I enjoy a lot.
Yes.
You're
a fun person. You love the fun vibe too.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like, doing weddings, working on weddings has been amazing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, PC's wedding was something that I Priyanka Chopra, I always address as PC. So, if you're PC, it's her.
Yeah.
I remember her calling me when she had just done her first trial in Paris and from Ralph Lauren. And she calls me up and she was on her way to the airport and she's like, listen, I need to tell you something. You're going to be in serious trouble and stuff. And I was like, why? What happened? She's like, okay, I've just done my trial and I have a 75-foot trail. So you need to figure out how to fix it on my head without yanking my head off. And you know, she was so sweet because the team out there was like, oh, we'll send our hairstylist and our people to kind of fix it on you. And she was like, no, nothing doing, you know. So she told me that I'm going to have to fix it and... yeah, I mean, like, this is one of those things, you know, someone trusting you with their day, with the biggest day of their life. These are the kind of memories that stay back with you.
Yeah.
This is the kind of trust that stays back with you and, like, always is going to be in your heart. So, yeah, I think it's one of the most fondest memories I have of working with PC and her wedding.
Lovely. So tell me, Priyanka, you were recently invited to share your experiences through a series of collaborations and masterclasses with brands such as Dyson, Livon, and Matrix, to name a few. Any tips for aspiring hairstylists? And also, do you think social media plays a big role in this, and how?
Yeah, I mean, working with brands like Dyson and super international brand has been an amazing experience. The fact that they've given me an opportunity to have masterclasses using their products has been nothing more than, you know, super special. I feel like your second part of the question, does social media play an important part of and with the combination of your first question, yes, I think social media does play a super important part in an aspiring hair and makeup artist's life, because you're able to showcase your work, you're able to show it to a different wide range of people. You don't know who is following you and how you're going to be inspiring someone. And working with brands like that also allows me to teach people, which is something that I think, you know, is the future of what I want to do also eventually.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think for newer artists, I feel like try and get your work out on social media. Let people see your work, you know, and the minute your work starts showing and how amazing you're doing, you're going to start getting calls for work and, you know, opportunities. And so never stop. Keep doing this. Keep posting. Yeah. You know, social media definitely plays a part, very important part in today's world for showcasing your work.
And anyway, FYI, there are fantastic videos of hers using Dyson. And, you know, they're like little masterclasses that do so well. I remember I shot for Dyson and I literally had to learn the process before doing it. And yours were some of the videos that I went to, you know, my go-to videos.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Thank you. You already
inspired people. And please tell me when you start teaching. I'll be there for sure. You know, with friends and family. Okay. So, Priyanka, tell me, when it comes to hair, cut and color, both equally important, give us your expert advice.
Cut and color definitely changes the way someone looks and feels and on an immediate basis. So I am a pro, you know, go color your hair, have fun with it. And I just feel sometimes it just completely, you know, it can actually change the way you feel. I know, like, you know how people say, like, when you have a breakup, you go cut your hair. You know, all of those things.
Yeah.
And that is so true.
Correct.
And I feel like people need to start becoming a little bit more open, which I do feel that people have become open. Especially with you. I've known
Meenakshi
for almost 15-20 years now. And for years, okay, she would be like, no, I'm never going to color my hair. No, I love being black hair. I love this black hair. Cut to a couple of years later, I'm suddenly seeing Meenu with streaks. Her hair is shorter. I'm just like, okay, so it's happening. The change is happening. And I mean, you know, for people like that will know that, okay, now I don't think I can live without color.
Absolutely.
That's gonna happen.
I wait. Okay, I'm 5-6 months done. Now I want to go color my hair again.
And it's great to be experimental. You
Absolutely.
Know, that's where I was getting at. You, I mean, you can't be having the same hair forever. And it's just hair. It's going to grow. You're going to chop it. It's going to grow again. I mean, like, ghar ki kheti hai. So, you know, like, go have fun.
Yeah.
Get bangs. Cut your hair short. You know, maybe grow your hair long. You know, if you're someone
who... Change is good.
Change is great. And you will thank, you know, anyone who will do it for you, because your mood will completely lift after that.
And also on the flip side, if you don't like it, it's temporary. Like, when I cut my hair really short... I went to Anis, again, Chroma K, and he said your hair is thinning and he cut it really short. So first I cried.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, it was fine. Some people loved it, some people hated it. I got used to it. I had a different look for a few months.
And eventually you love it.
Exactly. And then I grew it back. So if you don't like it, you can always grow it back.
You don't
change
like the
your color.
Yeah,
exactly.
Darken it back. Do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so
but
much
it's
you can
all,
do.
But you know, you feel like a different person.
Yeah, you definitely.
And sometimes that's a very good thing.
But it's important, man. You can't be happy
so
always.
So tell me, Priyanka, what are some of life's great lessons you've learned along the way? You know, not just like... It's not that I'm asking for preachy lessons, but just life experiences, you know?
Yeah.
As a beautiful young woman too, besides work.
I was going to say exactly that, like, without actually wanting to sound preachy for this particular answer. I feel like, be yourself. don't change yourself for anybody. If they feel that, oh, you're too loud or you're too this, I mean, I feel like that's their problem. So, you know,
yeah, they have to like you for
yeah,
you.
you have to be yourself. So wherever it is, whether it's at work, whether it's in your personal life, do what makes you happy. I mean, I'm sure most of us have heard these lines, you know, do what makes you happy and, you know, make yourself the important one. But those things are actually so true in when you actually put to use, because the minute you start doing that, the minute you start pleasing yourself, everything around you works out, you know?
I think the joy just spreads.
Yeah, you
the positivity.
If you are happy, you will be spreading joy, happiness,
yes.
And you know, people will want to be around you, and it's just, it's, I would not call it a vicious circle, this is a magical circle, you
yeah.
know, like, being positive, being happy is the mantra I go with.
Yes.
Keep working hard, keep studying, keep learning in whatever field you are in whatever, keep learning about life if you are not working.
I think
and,
evolving
you know,
all the time, growing.
Yeah,
right?
Just evolving and growing is what I mean, other things I live by. I know most people who knew me in the beginning knew me as a hyperactive, super loud, crazy ass, like mad person. And I'm still that person with a hint of person who does meditation, because I just felt like, you know, that is something that's a direction I wanted to go in, you know, getting that sort of peace in my mind to be a peaceful person to be around. And yeah, those are the kind of things I want people or would tell people to kind of.
And what would you tell aspiring artists?
Aspiring artists, always look for great opportunities, whether they are small, whether they are big. In the beginning, it does not matter. Get all the work you can, get everything. You're getting a small job, take it up, man. Like, because
yeah.
there are people who are not getting those opportunities. And that small job might be your ticket to the big job.
Correct.
So never judge the job. You never know where someone sees what you've done. Do not run behind fame and money. It's going to follow, boss. If you are good at what you do and, you know, you just follow that with a clear mind and a clear focus, money, fame, everything is going to follow. And all those things are very temporary, to be very honest, because at the end of it, you got to be happy. So, yeah, just keep doing it, keep loving it, and everything else just comes.
Okay. On that note, future plans? Whether it's work, pleasure, we want to know it all.
Okay.
And what do you have aligned for the upcoming years?
Future plans, I mean, in my personal life, my plans are, I just want to keep traveling the world with my partner.
I think you're going
to say party. No, I don't want to party anymore. I have become that person who does not even party. I just wanted to sound cool, I think.
Yeah. No, you are cool.
So, I mean, no,
she's
not
the
party.
Life of the party. You know, I've known her for years and, you know, we have common friends and family.
Yeah.
And we've always had such a good time together, just like I'm having today. I mean, to sum it up, I want to know your future plans,
so,
like you're saying.
I definitely want to teach people. That is something that I have been focusing my energy. I've not got into like doing it yet, because I want to just do it like really well and correctly. So, and I think I'm still not in the full mindset to get into that. But I know that I want to educate. I want to teach people. I want to try and help people in some way. To build a career in hairstyling in the industry, because I know there are so many people who want to do this,
right?
And you can be doing it. So, you know, if I can, anyone can. So yes, education is an important part of my future plan in my career. And yeah, hopefully in a couple of years I'll be ready to be teaching you guys. And yeah, and then I just want to chill. I want to travel. I want to
yeah,
not work for
half, more than half your life.
Yeah, and I don't want to work all my life. Like, I know a lot of people would be like, you know, I want to work all my life. I never want to sit at home. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to sit.
Yeah.
I want to chill. I want to enjoy the work.
So, Priyanka, famous last words.
Very quick and short. Stay crazy. Have fun. Have a blast.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Thank you so much, Priyanka, for being here, or as I love calling you, Pinka. You're fabulous. Wish you great success in everything that you do and so much more. So this brings us to the end of a very interesting chat with this ambitious and an expert hairstylist, makeup artist, and a fantastic person all over, Priyanka Borkar. Thank you very much for joining me today and sharing your journey with my listeners at Empower. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up on all the podcast-related content and some additional fun sessions with Pinka and me, and so much more, from videos to delightful pictures, all of it specially curated for you on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadikar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.